This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for delegating a synergy critical project in a way that builds accountability and trust. Word-for-word scripts that turn delegation into a trust-building act. In short, this article contains 6 scripts for delegating a synergy critical project, covering situations from the initial handoff to mid-project authority conflicts and recognition at completion. Script 1. Delegating the project for the first time. Script 3. Clarifying decision-making authority mid-project. Script 5. Conducting a structured accountability check-in. Definition: delegating a synergy critical project means formally transferring ownership of a high-stakes initiative to a team member in a way that preserves collaborative momentum, builds individual accountability, and strengthens the trust that team synergy depends on. There is a moment I remember clearly. I handed a project to someone I trusted completely and said almost nothing beyond "you've got this." 3 weeks later, the team was fractured, decisions had stalled, and 2 people had stopped speaking. The problem was not the person I chose. The problem was what I said, or rather what I failed to say, in that first conversation. Delegating a synergy critical project is not just an administrative act. It is a communication event. The words you use in that handoff either build the accountability and trust your team needs to work together, or they quietly undermine both. And Say It Right Every Time, I call the structured delegation giving someone authority and expectation together, in the same breath. Chapter 7 covers this in full, including the principle that clarity is not a kindness you offer. It is the job. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note before you open your mouth or write a single word. Practice it out loud at least twice before you use it. If you want to build the broader culture that makes these conversations land well, read how leaders foster a culture of team synergy alongside this article. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make is reading a script verbatim, word for word, without pausing to ask whether those exact words fit the relationship. A script written for a peer sounds wrong coming from a senior leader. A script built for high stakes sounds stiff in a casual check-in. Keep the bones. Change the clothing. The structure is what does the work, not the specific phrasing. Script 1. Delegating a synergy critical project for the first time. Situation. Use the script when you're handing over a project for the first time, particularly one where the outcome depends on coordinated team effort. This is the most important conversation in the delegation process. Get it right here, and everything else is easier. Why this works? Most delegation fails because the leader communicates the task, but not the trust. When you explain why you chose this person and define their authority explicitly, you're not just assigning work, you're building the ownership that team synergy requires. As I describe in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, structured delegation pairs authority with expectation in the same conversation. Standard version. I want to talk with you about project name. I'm handing this to you because I trust your judgment, and I know you have the skills to carry it. The goal is specific outcome by deadline. You'll have full authority to make decisions about the process, the timeline, and the resources you need within defined boundaries. I'm available if you need me, but this is your project. What questions do you have right now? Formal version. I'd like to discuss project name with you. I'm delegating this initiative to you because of your demonstrated judgment and your ability to coordinate cross-functional work. The objective is specific outcome by deadline. You have full decision-making authority over named areas within the parameters of budget or constraint. I will be available for consultation, but ownership of this project rests with you. Please bring your initial questions to me by date so we can address them before you begin. After you use it, a strong response is a question about resources, the team, or a specific decision boundary. That signals the person is already thinking like an owner. If they go quiet or simply say sure, follow up with a direct question. What's your biggest concern about taking this on? Silence at handoff is a warning sign, not a sign of confidence. Eamon's note. The word "you're" in this is your project does more work than most leaders realize. Use it deliberately and mean it. Script 2. Communicating role expectations within the project team. Situation. Use the script when you need to clarify how team members contribute to a delegated project. Team synergy breaks fastest when people are unclear about who owns what. This conversation prevents that fracture before it starts. Why this works? Unclear roles are the single most common source of synergy breakdown I have seen across decades of work. This script prevents the confusion that role clarity research consistently points to people doing the same work, people avoiding work, and people blaming each other for both. Naming roles out loud, in a group setting, creates shared accountability. Standard version. Before we get started, I want to make sure we're all clear on who owns what. Name is leading this project and has final authority on decision areas. Name's role is specific contribution. Name is responsible for specific contribution. If there's ever a question about who decides something, go to project lead first. Any confusion on any of that? Formal version. I'd like to take a moment to confirm our roles before this project begins. Name holds project leadership authority, including final decision making on named areas. Each of you has a defined contribution. Name owns area. Name owns area. When questions arise about decision scope, the first point of contact is project lead. Please flag any ambiguity now. Unresolved confusion at the start becomes a conflict later. Casual version. Quick alignment before we kick off. Name is running this. She decides on areas. You're handling contribution, and you've got contribution. If anyone's unsure who decides something, ask name first. Does that feel clear to everyone after you use it? Watch for the moment after you finish speaking. Agreement followed by eye contact between team members is a good sign. Awkward silence, glances away, or a team member qualifying their role with well, I thought I was doing signals an unresolved ambiguity you need to address immediately. For more on preventing this kind of confusion, see how to communicate role expectations clearly to prevent synergy breaking confusion. Eamon's note. Every minute you spend on this conversation saves an hour of conflict later. Do not rush it. Script 3. Clarifying decision-making authority mid-project. Situation. Use the script when a delegated project has stalled because the project lead is uncertain what decisions they can make without coming back to you. This is a common failure point in synergy critical work, and it signals that the original handoff left a gap. Why this works? When people do not know the boundaries of their authority, they either overreach or underact. Both break momentum and erode the team's confidence in the project lead. This script closes the gap cleanly, without blame. And say it right every time. The principle of trust over control names this directly. Your team cannot move if they are waiting for you to give them permission at every turn. Standard version. I want to clear something up about your authority on project name. You have full decision-making power on specific areas. You do not need to come to me before deciding on examples. The only times I need to be in the loop before a decision is made are specific triggers. Outside of those, decide and move. Does that feel clear enough to act on? Formal version. I want to clarify the scope of your decision-making authority on project name. You hold independent authority over named areas without requiring my prior approval. The exceptions are specific situations, at which point I ask to be consulted before a commitment is made. Beyond those parameters, you are expected to decide and act without delay. I will support your decisions publicly within the team after you use it. You will know this conversation worked if the project lead begins making decisions without consulting you on items that previously stalled. If they still return for approval on everything, the issue may be confidence rather than clarity. A direct follow-up question, what's making you hesitant to decide on this yourself, opens that conversation. Eamon's note. Saying I will support your decisions publicly is not a small thing. It is the sentence that transforms a title into real authority. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Addressing a team accountability gap without breaking synergy. Situation. Use the script when a team member is not following through on their contribution to a delegated project and the project lead needs their support to address it. The stakes here are high. Poorly handled accountability conversations fracture team synergy faster than almost anything else. Why this works? In Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the SBI method, which stands for Situation, Behavior, and Impact. It is a feedback structure built on three elements: describe the situation, name the specific behavior, and state the impact clearly. This script applies that structure to a delegation context, where the damage is not just to the individual, but to the whole team's collaborative momentum. You can read more about feedback in this context at How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy Instead of Breaking It. Standard version. I wanted to talk with you about specific situation. When specific behavior happened, it affected project lead's ability to keep the project on track, and it put pressure on the rest of the team. This is the second/third time this has come up. I need this to change by specific date or milestone. What's getting in the way of expected contribution? Formal version. I'd like to address a concern regarding your contribution to project name. In specific situation, specific behavior created a gap that affected the team's ability to meet milestone or goal. This pattern has appeared on number occasions. I need your full contribution to named expectation in place by date. Can you tell me what is preventing that from happening consistently after you use it? A good response is an honest answer about what is getting in the way, followed by a concrete commitment. A difficult response is defensiveness or deflection. If that happens, name it calmly. I am not asking you to defend the past. I am asking what changes from here. Do not let the conversation end without a specific commitment on the table. Eamon's note. The SBI structure protects the relationship by keeping the feedback about behavior, not character. That distinction is what makes a conversation fixable rather than final. Script 5. Conducting a structured accountability check-in. Situation. Use the script for a planned mid-project check-in with the person leading a delegated synergy critical project. This is not a status update. It is a deliberate conversation about ownership, obstacles, and team health, why this works. Psychological safety does not build itself. It requires a leader who asks honest questions and listens without reacting. This check-in script creates a structured space for the project lead to surface problems before they become crises, which is precisely how you protect team synergy during high-stakes project. The lead method from Chapter 7, which I explain fully and say it right every time, guides this conversation. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. Standard version. I want to check in on project name, and I want to hear from you honestly. Where are things really at? What's working well that I should know about? What's the biggest obstacle right now? And is there anything happening with the team's dynamic that I should be aware of? I'm here to clear obstacles, not to audit your decisions. Formal version. I'd like to conduct a structured review of project name. Please give me your honest assessment across four areas: overall progress against the goal, what is working well within the team, the primary obstacle you're facing, and any concerns about team cohesion or collaboration. I want to understand what you need from me to keep this project on track after you use it. If the project lead only reports positives, gently probe. What's the thing you're most worried about that you've not mentioned yet? Strong leaders will have something. If they genuinely cannot name a concern, that can mean the project is healthy, or it can mean they do not feel safe enough to say. Watch their body language. A second question never hurts. Eamon's note. I'm here to clear obstacles, not to audit your decisions, is the sentence that transforms a check-in from surveillance into support. Say it every time. Script 6. Recognizing success at project completion to reinforce team synergy. Situation. Use the script at the close of a successfully delivered project. Recognition that is specific, public, and connected to team effort reinforces the behaviors that made the project work and invites the team to repeat them. Why this works? Most leaders acknowledge results. Few leaders acknowledge the behaviors that produce those results. When you name what someone did, not just what they achieved, you give the whole team a model to follow. This is how recognition builds team synergy rather than just celebrating it. For a broad review of how to delegate synergy critical tasks in a way that builds ownership and trust, read the companion article. Standard version. I want to take a moment to recognize Name for what she brought to project name. She took full ownership from day one, made decisions without waiting to be told, kept the team informed and moving, and delivered specific outcome. That is exactly the kind of leadership this team runs on. Name, thank you. Formal version. I would like to formally recognize Name for her leadership on project name. Under her direction, the team delivered specific outcome, exceeding/meeting a goal of target. Her approach to specific behavior communication, decision-making, team coordination was a significant factor in that result. This is a standard of ownership we aim for across all our work. Name, the team, and I are grateful for what you brought to this. Casual version. Before we move on, I just want to say, Name absolutely owned this. She sorted problems before most of us even saw them coming, kept everyone on the same page, and got us across the line. That made a real difference. Genuinely well done. After you use it. Watch the rest of the team. If they nod, add their own comments, or visibly respond to the recognition, you've created a moment that reinforces shared standards. If the room stays flat or awkward, the team may have unresolved feelings about the project. Use the GROW framework to surface those, which I outline in the related article on how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan. Eamon's note. Specific recognition is a system, not a sentiment. It tells every person in the room what to do next time. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. Use them as the frame, then build your own walls. Adjust for relationship length. A script built for a new direct report sounds cold coming from someone you've worked with for 5 years. If you know the person well, you can strip some of the formality and let the warmth in your voice carry the weight. Keep the structure. Lose the stiffness. Match the register to the stakes. A high-visibility project with senior leadership watching requires the formal version. A contained, internal project with a trusted team member can handle the standard version. The stakes determine the register, not your personal comfort. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If you would never say ownership rests with you in ordinary conversation, do not say it here. Find your own version of that sentence. The idea must survive. The exact words do not. Account for what your team already knows. If you have already had strong conversations about psychological safety and role expectations, some of these scripts can be shorter. You're building on an existing foundation, not starting from scratch. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using delegation scripts. The biggest way scripts fail is when people treat them as a performance rather than a preparation. You are not trying to sound like the script. You are trying to think like it. Reading verbatim without adaptation. A script delivered word for word, without natural rhythm or eye contact, sounds rehearsed in the worst sense. The person across from you will feel it. Internalize the structure, then speak naturally. Skipping the invitation for questions. Every delegation script ends with an opening for the other person to respond. When you skip that, you turn a conversation into a broadcast. The questions they ask tell you everything about whether the handoff actually landed. Using the formal version when the relationship does not call for it. Formal language with someone you've worked alongside for 3 years creates distance, where you need connection. Reserve the formal register for the situations that genuinely require it. Delivering the script once and considering it done. One conversation does not build accountability. It starts it. The check-in scripts in this article exist because the first conversation always needs to be reinforced, leaving authority vague to keep your options open. This is the most damaging mistake in delegating synergy-critical work. Vague authority creates a project lead who second-guesses every decision, and a team that loses confidence in their leader. Be precise about what they own. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What is a synergy-critical project, and why does delegation matter? A synergy-critical project is one where the outcome depends on coordinated team effort, not just individual performance. Poor delegation on these projects breaks trust and fragments collaboration. Getting the handoff right is what determines whether your team pulls together or pulls apart. How do you delegate a synergy-critical project without losing control? You delegate by giving clear authority alongside clear expectations. Define the goal. Name the boundaries of decision-making, and establish a checking rhythm. Trust comes from structure, not from hovering. The more precisely you hand over ownership, the more accountable the person becomes. What should a delegation script include to build team accountability? A strong delegation script names the goal, explains why this person was chosen, defines their decision-making authority, sets a checking rhythm, and invites questions. Those five elements together create ownership rather than just task assignment. How does delegating a synergy-critical project affect team trust? When delegation is unclear, team members fill the gaps with assumptions, which breeds conflict and erodes synergy. A structured, honest hand signals respect for the person and the team. Trust grows when people know what they own, what they decide, and who they report to. When should I use a formal versus a standard delegation script? Use the formal version with senior stakeholders, in HR-sensitive situations, or when the project has significant organisational visibility. Use the standard version with direct reports and peers in day-to-day settings. Match the register to the relationship and the stakes, not how you feel in the moment. Can delegation scripts work for remote or hybrid teams? Yes, and they matter even more in remote settings where ambiguity spreads faster. Written versions of these scripts work well for synchronous communication. Spoken versions work in video calls. The structure stays the same, only the medium changes. Delegating a synergy critical project is the moment your team either learns to trust you or learns to work around you. The scripts in this article give you the words. The practice gives you the confidence to deliver them. Use both, and building team synergy becomes something you do deliberately rather than something you hope for. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.